Well, Cameron, a big thank you for joining us. What was that at the end? That was amazing.
Yeah, we went into the game with a positive mindset, and we knew that we can beat anyone, like we've said previously, against Leeds and Norton. So it was just super proud of the girls. It's nice to devise a plan and then for them to go out and execute it, and they've done that so well today. Against a team as well who take pride in keeping clean sheets, to score two against them is massive today.
The first half, there was nothing separating the two teams other than the fact they're in a division above, and that must be really pleasing.
Yeah, I felt like it was a bit of a chess battle, and there was a bit of a battle in terms of moving players around, and they were very organised, and they got us in areas that they wanted to, so they were quite comfortable, and we addressed that at half time, and we've gone out, we've implemented what they've been told. And for me, I feel like the risk and the reward always pays off, because we're the ones that are always willing to take the risk.
Now, there's some quality players in that Charlie team. Flynn, the goal she scored was amazing. At that point, we lost our thread a bit, and it took us a while to get back into it. But it comes back to Cara Fields and Jordan Bailey. Both, you know, Cara Fields on this near touchline, she had no right of getting that ball out from where she was, and Bailey had no right of getting on that ball, did she?
No, and this is it. And we want our players to stand up in these type of games and show what they're made of. And today, for me, we did a couple of changes at half-time and just after, and it showed as we've got on the ball, we've got a little bit more confident, but we had more purpose in our possession. And I felt like we were the stronger team, and we were always going to be the one that looks to score the winner in that second half.
Kirsty Chambers again, captain's goal right at the end.
Yeah, no surprise from Kirsty there. Kirsty, Jordan, I feel like they're such key, valuable players, but it's no coincidence, is it, that they keep turning up, keep scoring important goals against big teams in the dying minutes, in the last 10, 20 minutes, you want to call it. We know we're a team that finished strong as well, and it keeps showing. It's no coincidence.
Now, I always ask you the same questions. The same players' names always pop up. But this week, I've got someone new to mention. Okay. Caitlin Clancy. Mopped up everything today, I thought.
Yeah, I think she's a young one, and she's developed so much since she's come in. And today, for me, it was a big battle and a challenge to see where her mentality was, how she would deal with the pressure of problem-solving and seeing what's in front of her. And she was an absolute rock in front of that defence today. And also on that right-hand side, she offered so much on the ball as well as off the ball.
Now, unfortunately, we are where we are as a country at the moment, and we're through to the first round, which is a phenomenal achievement. But we currently don't know where we are with regards to... I'm assuming the league's done now for 4 weeks at least.
I think so. I think with the league, I can't see it going ahead without any testing, which is not going to happen at this level. The possibility of an FA Cup run, we don't know. We'll have to just wait, but that's possibly something that we could look at and keep us active and going as a team.
Because it's all right getting through, because the game is scheduled for a couple of weeks' time, but as far as I understand, you won't be allowed to train or anything like that, will you? So, I mean, how do you... It's so up in the air, I mean...
Yeah, we're just going to have to see what the government guidelines are and try our best to keep active and keep close as a group, and hopefully we'll be allowed to train. If not, we'll have to work and innovate and think about new ways of keeping sharp.
But all that being said, what does this result mean for you, Cameron, and you know what you've achieved over the last year or so? I mean, this is unbelievable, isn't it?
I feel like on paper, when you look at the team, it's not quite as strong as previous seasons. But that being said, the strength of the team is in all the players, not just one player. And I feel like this is a massive achievement for the club and the team to get the furthest they've ever been and do even better. So personally for me, it's a nice achievement, but I feel like it's something that we 100% deserve. We worked incredibly hard pre-season as well, so super proud of the players, and I feel like it is well deserved for the hard work that's paid off.